Right, good, yeah.
Could I ask a question now relative to this, coming down this universal radio system? Greg, would that not be something that we could apply COPS money to?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, I'd like to make an argument for that, but not tonight.
COPS money is pretty specific in that you need to show that you're putting police officers on the street.
Well, that's right.
2 years ago, we didn't use it to purchase those portable radios.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that would work.
Well, let's get creative, but this is a future discussion. I'm just laughing. Let's get creative. Thank you.
Okay, and as far as continuing the budget, other than that, I think Pat, Finance Committee, and I are pretty much on the same page. Like I said, the biggest discrepancy is probably in the COPS funding, the way it's been accounted for here. And we just come out with a projected shortfall.
Well, I'm down to this thing we're just talking about, the $187,000.
I have a question on page 6. The park and rec salary number, the total number of 38,237, I think was the existing budget. See that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that supposed to be a subtotal of the three numbers above it?
No, there's obviously some numbers.
They skipped a number.
Okay. I think we have a typo. You see how the 24,000 appears in that column?
Oh, that whole thing's supposed to be shifted to the left.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, board. I have a general comment about the budget, but board questions? Or?
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
The legal fees, I think to date, Greg, did you tell me we have expended $86,000 this year?
No.
Oh, 09?
No.
What's the number?
I think it's about $48,000 so far.
Mm-hmm.
So far this year, we're still writing checks.
Yeah, it's going to be higher than that, right?
Yeah, we're going to be defending a number of lawsuits.
That's true or not true. I mean, depending on where the lawsuit comes from, our insurance company pays for the defense of that suit. So,
up to a maximum of what?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I have to
follow the number I heard was $2 million.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is that for just for legal fees or for settlements?
No, that I can't answer. I just read.
Yeah.
Because I think that better be looked at.
Those are all projections, you know, for budget purposes. Oh, without getting the projections.
Okay. You have a couple questions?
Let's see. I don't see them right in front of me right now, but I did notice a couple on page.
While you think about it, I can. It looks like our revenue in the past has been going down. Is that correct?
Historically, our revenue, at least on property tax, historically, we've increased 5-6% every year. I think last year that figure was closer to like 3-4%, and there's no telling what it's going to be this year. And the other thing, I'm not sure.
I mean, this current year or the projected
year?
Yeah,
this current year.
Okay.
And so that's why I kind of maintain it as what it was. I think it's good. If we flatten out, it would be great.
Okay.
I also don't know how the state situation is going to pan out. I don't know if that 8% will be taken from us this fiscal year or the coming fiscal year. So it's either way, it's going to affect the budget.
But the 8%, if I understand the way this 8% thing works, is they're going to take it out of our reserves. It's not going to be a revenue or expense item. It's just going to come out of our money that we have set aside.
Well, it's my understanding that 8% is going to be based on whatever your property tax.
It's on taxes, just
Oh, they're going to take, right, they're going to borrow from our
taxes.
It's going to discourage you to raise taxes, isn't it? If they're going to be taking.
Well, it's only property.
Okay, oh, it's just.
Yeah, it's the property tax we're talking about, but 8% of our levy tax is a big hit.
100 grand?
It's a little over 100 grand, yeah. It's like 102, I think.
So, are we looking right now for ways to save them? Is that part of the discussion, or what do you?
It can be, yeah, just.
It can be.
Can be. I'm just wondering, there are raises in here. You know, we approved the police officers' 4% pay raise.
It's the second year of the 2-year contract.
Right. And there's also another one here in line 508. And I know that the city of Santa Rosa, their police officers agreed to forego their raise to balance the budget. And I, you know, probably ought to become a topic of the conversation.
Well, are we committed, though, for the second year of our 2-year contract to the raise, unless they're willing to give it away?
I don't know.
I think we signed a contract.
We're committed unless
for the next year,
we amend it.
Unless they agree to surrender it back to us, which would be unique and charming, but I don't think they're going to do that. So the saving you're talking about is going into the next contract negotiations and trying to get the best deal we can then with the contract. So I think we're kind of, unless the police officers give back this coming year's 4%, it's going to be in the budget.
Right. What I'm saying, Chuck, and I think I'll try to email it to you, is that the Santa Rosa officers did agree to give it back.
I understand that.
Okay.
Are you suggesting that we approach the KPOA and ask for
We could ask if they're open
to the contract, to open the contract?
Well, or just if they're open to a pay freeze.
To amend the contract.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's a big item.
And also, the negotiations that Alance had with the El Cerrito Fire, is it from the 2% to the 4%, keeping it down somewhat? And maybe you could explain it better than I, but it sounded hopeful at the KBOA meeting. But he described how the salary negotiations went on. We're 2% and 4%, you can say that.
Did you reopen the contract?
No, we didn't.
What we're talking about, Gloria, is reopening the existing contract.
Yeah, I know. Now, the 4% raise is, just so you know what we're talking about, we're talking about $35,000.
So. Unless you ask them to give back more.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, I mean, in lieu of furlough.
Well, you
know, I'm not agreeing with you, Chuck. Yeah, I'm just saying we can open it up to what would you guys be willing to help out the community, or you know, this would really help, or you know, team together. Or,
and Chuck, we do pay a huge premium over similar cities, so I think it's a conversation that is legitimate. Should we choose to have?
I'm asking them if they're willing to give back some of the raises as a question of. Considering the alternative, perhaps losing the job because we'd rather make a pay. I'm not averse to that at all. But it would have to be more than just the 4%, though. I think, as Pat says, the 4% is on 36,000. We're looking at a big feedback.
But anything helps, especially an argument to try and ask for more money.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put that on the table. Other cost-saving items that you had, or anybody else?
I had one question about, there was a discussion here about the lease of the fire department and $10,000 for painting and then $25,000 for the annual yearly cost. The way I understood their budget was there would be a total cap of $25,000, so it wasn't 10 plus 25, it would just be 25 for budgeting purposes. I don't think they expect us to pay the $10,000 and pay $25,000 on top of that for the structural improvements they plan to make. I think it's
a good catch.
It's a cap of $25,000.
Yeah, that's what the lease.
Yeah, that's what the proposed lease is talking about. So that's just a point of clarification. I couldn't come to the last meeting, so I should have pointed out to you. I think that's the cap there.
So we need to take that into consideration in the next round.
It was on the last table, district expenses.
Public safety building?
Well, it's in two places, it's in 581, and then it's in 961.
Okay.
Those are the two items that relate to that item.
Okay.
581 and 961.
All right, so we can adjust that in the budget.
We'll find out whether that's correct.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Someone told you to wait.
I heard wait too.
Yeah.
Just trying to help you, Bill.
Thank you. I need it. I have a couple thoughts. One is, I don't think it's appropriate for us to have a discussion about the budget and the deficit without considering layoffs or furloughs or cuts. I'm not suggesting we do that, but I think we need to have an honest discussion about that. Because I know any organization that has a serious deficit, first they look at how much money they got saved up to deal with the deficit, and the other thing they look at is cutting costs, and it's all about payroll. And assuming the KPOA is not amenable to opening the contract, that's another way to save money.
Layoffs of personnel.
Right.
Oh.
It is one of the items on the table. And we need, you know, long term we think about having what we're going to do about our deficit and the coverage issues. But in the short term, it's something that the board at least should talk about and make sure we have some kind of consensus about whether or not that's something we want to propose.
And that goes right along with the upcoming contract negotiation too. Right.
Well, the upcoming contract negotiation relates to the period beginning July 1, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the budget for the fiscal year 2009-2010, July 1, 2009 through June 30, 2010.
So if we were to lay somebody off, they would not be present for the upcoming contract, so it would affect for a long time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Anybody want to venture forth with some thoughts on this?
Well, the first thought that occurs to me is how do we justify laying somebody off and then hiring somebody else with cops money? How do we sell that? I mean, we can't. And that's.
And we're sure we can't rehire them under that, right?
Well, that was the point. I don't think they let us do that with a cops
money. No, I think so.
I think that's true, but we need to be really sure about that.
The other thing,
Greg, it sounded like you had actually some comment on that one issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if normal attrition rates, if you look at about 10% a year, you anticipate, someone leaving the organization for whatever reason. I think under the COPS grant, I mean, the thing I like about the COPS grant is, like, technically we're a 10 sworn now, and the COPS money has made it possible for us to hire an 11th officer. However, if you base your thought process on the possibility that someone leaves the organization and you don't immediately fill that position, I don't see why we would have an issue with COPS, the grant people. I mean, I can call them and clarify that. I know in the federal program, one of the things they were asking if your district or agency had any intention of laying off officers or going on furlough, and I actually probably hurt our chances of giving that money by stating no. But what I'm thinking is, the great thing about COPS money, it does fund a position. And if we don't immediately fill positions that become open due to normal attrition, there's a saving right there.
Well, there's a difference between normal attrition and furloughing something.
Right, so I guess it's furloughing versus hiring freeze.
Yes. Well, Bill, remember during our conversation a couple of meetings ago, I think you projected out the cost of laying off two police officers or not terminating them was about, the savings was about $300,000 a year, so it's not insubstantial.
Right, it's not $150,000
per officer. That was the cost, salary plus benefits.
Right.
So if you wanted to close the budget gap, and if the community wasn't in favor of a tax increase, laying two officers off right now goes a long way towards meeting that objective.
And it means what it means is covered.
That's the trade-off to the community. What kind of police department do they want, and how much are they going to pay for it?
Right, right. We're going to open up a public comment.
It's really important to me that we open up the discussion with the KPOA prior to anything like that, and we make sure that we understand that we're not just talking about that, you know, on a whim. We're really considering all the options, and this is our last option, and can you help us with the other ones? I'd like to really approach it that way.
Oh, on the contract.
Just generally speaking, talking about laying off two police officers, I would like that to be among our last options and really try to do other things first and at least make sure we're opening conversation with KPOA, we're opening conversation with the community, you know, what do you want, are you willing to pay, because this is what it costs and this is the alternative if we can't do those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what it's on that issue, what's going to come down to is we're going to have public comment. But what it's going to come down to is the board's going to need to decide, do we want to go dip into our reserves to fund the deficits coming year, and by how much? Or do we want to cut our heads through attrition or hiring freeze or whatever? And that's a decision the board's going to need to make. I think that's where it's going to hit on this budget issue. Any thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, and, of course, what the community wants will ultimately decide at the ballot box. You know, I think that's where that decision, we're going to find out what that answer is. I'll tell you, I don't hold out great hopes that the officers are going to be particularly keen on helping us out in this regard. I don't mean they won't help us out, but I don't think they'll be terribly thrilled to hear this kind of discussion, especially when they hear talk that we have a $2 million surplus. And I don't think that the community will think that we ought to be furloughing officers when they hear that we have a $2 million surplus. So I don't think it's defensible, I don't think it's defensible.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure we're talking about it.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Yeah. I'm going to open up for public comments. Yes, this one. Generate some, Gloria, and then we'll step to the podium, please, and then we'll go through each vote.
I don't. What? It sounds as though you don't have any plans for a request for a tax increase, at least presently, in this coming fiscal year. The reason I'm asking that is, when I look at car operations and O&M, it seems to me that money has not been divided properly between the lighting and landscape, you know, the park that we've purchased from the school district and our long-time property. And I've always wondered, I think there should be an effort there. I know we tried in Finance Committee and last year, and we asked, and we didn't seem to get the numbers, but maybe with new people we can get the numbers this time. And, you know, I'm going to assume that the park situation will come up at some point. The other thing is, I am distressed looking again at what appears to be actual expenditures. And it seems as though this budget, even taking into account that $120,000 GASB 45 and the $19,000 or $20,000 communications, it's still an increase over actual of about 10%. That's a fair amount of money, and I'm glad to see the board at least looking at places where there might be some adjustments, because again, in today's world, 10% seems rather high. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Lynn.
Well, I appreciate the suggestion that cutting officers might seem as though it could cut $300,000 from the budget. That may actually be a phantom savings, because by the time you actually reduce the department by two officers, you'll be faced with increased overtime costs. And then what starts to happen in a department this small is that you start to lose officers because the conditions become kind of unpleasant. And then you're faced with increased turnover, which translates into increased training costs. And so what you think maybe $300,000 would be probably considerably less than that. So you might want to really kind of look at that one closely. I think there might be some historical records that date from about 15 years ago where you could look at the anticipated versus real costs. Thank you.
John, can I say it's okay for you?
In my dreams, Bill.
The reason why I tried to unsuccessfully have a comment before, I didn't hear a goal of what the board wants to do. I just heard people talking without any common theme or goal. So you were sort of talking, the unspoken goal was we're going to balance the budget. What is that your goal? Do you have a goal?
Of course.
For this year?
Yeah.
Well, I'll comment on that. We actually, that was something we addressed about a year or so ago about requiring a balanced budget, but that wasn't, it didn't pass. And so so that's not a goal, but the goal is to fix the deficit long term. That is an annual deficit.
Okay, because you were all starting to talk like, without saying it, that the goal was to balance the budget. So, okay. So since that is not the goal, my second comment is,
I don't know if it's
That would be my goal, John.
Yeah, okay, but it's not a board thought, you know, where you're all in agreement that we want every year to have be at zero.
Right.
I mean, everybody wants to balance the budget, we know that. But when we talked about it last year, there was a lot of talk about let's not do something formal. So this second thing is that I don't, from a community perspective, I think you would all be considered lepers if you do anything less than fully staffed police department. You do what you want, but I think you will not have a big enough room to answer comments. And I think you're all here with a high compensation that you all make. I've said this before. We're all in this together. You just sit on that side of the table, and we sit on this side of the table. I don't think the people that you serve want an understaffed police department. So I say this politely. It won't sound that way, but sort of get over maybe just reducing two or three cops to make this thing balance out. It's not going to work, my opinion. I think what we really have to do, we've been talking about it, we've done everything but get serious in terms of you all committing your good thoughts and your time to, you must go to the community with a good rationale to increase the taxes. You have no choice. If the community says no, then you can do what you're starting to do, which is, do we reduce the staff and just have sort of a police department? You know, do we hire Walmart cops for $8 an hour that carry water pistols? I mean, that's one of our options, but at least the community will have told you that real police people are not what the community wants. But I think you're kidding yourselves in terms of your discussion if you don't now spend your time for real about, you know, what is the story in terms of the money you really need to balance the budget and getting the word out to the community.
Yeah, that's actually not on our agenda tonight.
Okay, so anyway, so my comment in terms of what you're all discussing is I think you're way ahead of what the community can stomach or take, at least my perspective. I think you've got the surplus. It's unfortunate that you're going to have to spend it, but my opinion is spend it, and maybe that will really give you all the motivation to do what you've been talking about now for 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years, which is you now have to have a story and get out to the community and get this thing on the ballot and have a vote and be done with it.
Before we go to the next comment, someone remind me what time was supposed to end, so we can move or extend it.
9:45. You're supposed to move to extend beyond 10.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we're going to extend the meeting to 10:30.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Anybody? Any noes? Any abstain?
Any lack of enthusiasm?
comment. Yes.
I will be very quick. I think Johnny's already used the pep on time already. I just have to say this. If I were one of the police officers who's covering for peers who are not here at the moment, who are not on duty at the moment, and I was working all those overtime hours, and I was being the loyal dog, the proposal that I give back on an agreement that we already had would really not sit well with me. It would not be do a lot for my attitude. And I think it would also generate a lot of overtime costs, and as Glenn pointed out. I think the timing would be bad. I suggest that if you want it back, you have discussions about the next round. And I do think that where this is all taking us is the board needs to determine how much of a tax increase will be required, commit to it, and then gather about it some supportive community members to help promote it.
Thank you. Thank you. Linda?
I actually have a question. Are the reserves that exist, I heard a high figure for reserves, are they committed? Are they allocated and dedicated, earmarked in some fashion?
Some are.
Is there a portion of this that can be used?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know what the proportion is?
About half.
Half is at liberty to be used for unearmarked, possibly for this deficit.
Let me clarify that. Unfortunately, I wish the figures were available tonight because they are important. And Lord knows I asked, but nonetheless, the figures are not available. And I'm talking about on prior basis. And I'm just talking from memory. And you've got the last budget here that go. What the unallocated was 750,000, and the allocated whatever.
There's 620. Yeah, we got the class. So
so-called unallocated was 750,000. But these figures are not, some of them are not legally binding. They're just us trying to make a plan.
Projections.
They're projections. Some of these so-called allocations are projections.
But they have a reasonable degree of reliability.
We could decide. You're misunderstanding.
Okay.
We've allocated for certain things. We could say, you know what? Let's take that out and use it to fund the deficit.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Yes.
So there is some methodology to move money around in order to maintain the forest if we needed to because we're running in a deficit. The community decided that the forest should be maintained as is, we have the ability to do it.
For a limited number of years before we spend ourselves into poverty.
Okay. But we have that.
Right.
And the second question I have is, I know it may seem pie in the sky, and we always talk about, you know, putting the assessment out. I was looking up my bill tonight. I took out my, just before I came here, because this isn't my forte. And I pulled out the old tax bill, and I saw in my bill $1,260 worth of assessments. And I know in the community, for some people, that's probably pretty close to 70% or so of their tax bill. It isn't so in my case. It's much smaller than my aggregate tax bill. I've always been interested for years in finding out how much tax the community of Kensington pays. And I think I can probably figure out a rough approximation just from the idea that you get 13% of the property tax, and I can reverse that and do 13x and divide it out. Is there any possibility that we can find out if we can just get more tax of the tax we pay? We're getting 13%. And
I actually asked that question to the county auditor, and there was a quick response. Yeah, you could get more of that property tax percentage, but you'd have to get someone else to give up their share.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or have legs.
Oh, look who's here. Legs.
or have a legislator.
Hey, bro, I'm there for you.
Introduce some kind of flexibility into Section 99 or 90. Right. I just was reading it. It goes on for pages and pages. I'm talking about the 1979 snapshot of the allocation.
Right.
Where before that, this department ran lean, and they were stuck at 13%.
Right.
Right? And to some extent, the shortfall there is mitigated by the fact that we get the $300 assessment instead of the one Lance gets, which is like only $98 out of the assessments. But they get the 30% because right. they were running fat that year. I'm suggesting that we put our thinking caps on, we got a lot of lawyers in this community, and find out, I'm a recovering lawyer.
And you sound like a volunteer.
I'll help. I know how to do legal research. But this is an arcane area.
Well, I think, and in the interest of time, Linda, because we kind of want to end at 10:30,
yeah.
but it's a good suggestion. I think perhaps The only other government agency that gets the Kensington property tax that would have any kind of that we could have any kind of discussion with, you know, the county's not going to give up their bit, and whoever's getting some of that property tax that aren't going to, would be the fire district. They get some of the property tax, we get some of the property tax, and then a whole bunch of other people in the state get some of the property tax. Nobody else is going to give two hoots about what we're doing in Kensington, except perhaps the fire district. So perhaps we should have a discussion with them and see if there's a way. But I from what I understand, the fire district
is talking about something
I'm
else.
I'm talking about amending.
Yeah.
There's no reason that those sections of allocation cannot be amended to comport with reality.
Yeah, but
because you, different again, districts issue, got different issue, percentages.
Yeah. The issue is somebody else has to give up some money that they're currently getting.
Well, I know a few employees of government that are not present in this room who maybe should give up something. There are areas, and numerous areas, where cuts can be made. I'm suggesting that we actually find a way to amend that.
She's suggesting I'm volunteering. Bill.
Amending what?
Yeah, she's also she should do that. We should, yeah, we should start doing research on that, and then we should.
Linda's going to work with a politician and get the law changed.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
well, I'm just saying, if you're going to forever be stuck at 13% of the property tax, forever, and the only way you can get it is to pay more because somebody traded it away how many years ago?
Yeah.
That's not positive thinking. Okay. I mean, I'll let you. It's a bigger issue. Just putting
maybe
out that little mustard seed.
Plug in Greg's here to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mary's
he can
research.
Talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Linda and Greg can work it out. John?
I think another thing you ought to look at is the proposed use of COPS funds this year. Because maybe this isn't the year to use COPS funds for an 11th officer. but to use the COPS funds for the things we have been using it for before. Among which is the crossing guard. But, you know, I'm afraid if we get into your fight, we're going to get, there are going to be all the people who want split roll, you know, to change the way the business and commercial properties are assessed. And I think, you know, you have to have a statewide, I think you'd get involved in a statewide fight.
I think you're right. And I think that you have a lot of objection from people like Chevron. You have major landholders that have got AT&T, you name it. But that's not a bad thing. There are people advocating for that.
Yeah, I just don't know how far you're going to get with it when you're like this.
Are there any other comments on this, Pat?
I just wanted to make a comment about the COPS contract. I believe, I just found out last year that they, if an officer comes in, say at the age of 45, they work for 5 years, and they retire at 50, we are paying 100% of their medical. So I haven't seen that in writing, but we may want to look at expanding that to maybe 10 or 15. So, you know, I mean, I don't think we can really be that generous under the circumstances. So,
thanks. Okay.
Just as a tiny follow-up.
Yes.
May I request that each of us get a copy of our insurance policy or legal issues so we can take a look at it and see what it is. I think we need to see what it is.
For the budget? And what is this?
Just SBMR, just our coverage. Yeah,
what are coverage?
Exactly
what the coverage is. Yeah. The details.
Right. Just the policy.
The policy.
I have the policy decision.
Can you distribute it to each of us, please? Thank you.
Is that confidential information?
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think so. Can't see how it could be.
No, I don't know. Is that the coverage? Okay.
What is the depth of the policy? A fast question, are you contemplating salary increases for any custodians, gardeners, anyone doing other work for you?
He put in 5%.
I put in 5% for Andrea DiNopoli, who works part-time.
But not the gardeners or the custodians, because then you have overstated what they're going to
do. What about trees? Yeah. What about Stephanie?
There's nothing in this budget for her. She's not coming up for her anniversary until like next November.
Okay. Oh, and John Feld?
Oh, well, there you go. Now, yes, there you go.
I don't think pay raises in this climate are appropriate.
I'm sorry.
I don't think pay raises in this climate are appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Having said that, then you're giving too much money for custodians and janitors. That's all.
Okay.
Gardens.
That's a possibility.
But John Feld. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense too. If we do open any kind of communication with the police officers, we shouldn't ask them to freeze and give other people more money.
But there are items on here that I can't find $400,000, but I can find a few thousand dollars.
Exactly.
Because I'm not keen on this John Feld thing. This what is he allocated to?
No one am I.
Just a minute.
836.
Thank you. And that. Yeah, 836. And there's one other place that I think that we can capture some money.
836.
Did you say 836?
834.
Okay. 835. Okay. That's the 10,000 of that we have to keep for MBS, but the 10, we could say 10,000. Oh my God, if the board would like to do that. I'm not sure that in this situation we want to do that. The other place, I had my finger on it while this other discussion was going on and I lost it, was the $52,000 for the park, 52.8, the park O&M, 672. Now, if you look at the expense statement, which was separately stated and not included here, we've only spent about half that amount. I asked the chief about this during the finance committee session, and this is the number that was put into the submitted to the request to collect the tax, the 52.8. So, fine, we may need to budget that, but it seems to me then that means that we can divert, or can we, I guess I should say, can we not divert then since we only spend about half that much in terms of the bookkeeping, can we divert some of these other expenses like, you know, annexes, new park, at least part of the cost for the custodian help and so forth, can we not divert that into that account and save about $20,000 there? Well, am I making any sense for you all?
Yeah, no, those are good questions. I think I have two questions for Greg related to what you said. The first is, let's get a little update of why the amount of money we spent on the park is so much less than what we budgeted.
Because
and then
he's
putting the money from here.
It's putting it in the wrong chart.
Yeah.
It's got to be corrected in here. And it's right in 678. It's not in the documents you have, but it's a document of the Finance Committee. There's almost $8,000 going to miscellaneous park expenses that really belong up in 672.
Wait, where's we don't have it, Pat. It's the old stuff.
It should be in the profit and loss.
Yeah, it would be the property loss.
Yeah,
678.
That's what I'm looking at. 678. It's in the property loss. 678. So I don't see any $8,000. I see $4,000. I see $4,000.
Well, I'm showing, hold on.
Custodian, we get $4,000.
It's 4 and 3.
If he's not getting a pay raise,
I bet you
602. You'll have $4,000 there.
Well, so you're talking about 678 and 635, is that right? Are those two, is that what you're talking about?
What I'm saying is basically it's a misfiling and it's posted in the wrong accounts. Yeah. The miscellaneous thing should not be that much, and if there's another one in there, it should be that much. You add those two together, it's about $8,000, and that's supposed to be in 672. It just needs, it's an accounting correction.
Okay, so, but then that means that we can take this $2,000 out of the 678 in the new budget, right? That can be put into 672. I mean, you know, absorbed into 672.
This is related, the 672 number, I don't understand, if we're collecting
28,
like 28,000, yeah. Why do we have to show we're spending 52,000?
Because the O&M, the operation maintenance of the entire park, we can only use that 28,000 we collect from the assessment for
the new park.
But like the gardener cost us, I think it's about,
Is
it 24?
Right.
And he has both old and new park.
Right, so we can take half of his salary and apply it to 672, can we not? That's what I was saying. I mean, you've got 24,000, you have 24,000 for custodian, so...
The custodian only works in the old park.
Oh, okay, so then... Where is our gardener expense?
Under O&M 672, that's that contracted to the landscape service.
Okay. But what about the utilities?
Well, the utilities, I mean, it's split between the old and the new.
The annex, the annex repairs $12,000 there. That's park O&M, and that's new park.
$1,200.
Well, I don't want to quibble over $1,200. I think that we can possibly collapse some of this into the 52.8.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, I'm suggesting.
On 602 custodian, we've got $24,000 for the total, but we pay him $1,750 a month, which comes out to $21,000. Yeah. Are we doing additional stuff with him? Or, I mean, I think this month you have a budget for $2,000, but it's 602 is what it is.
Mm-hmm. 602. In April, he was paid $1,750. We budgeted $2,000.
He's been paid $17,500 in 10 months.
Right.
Sounds like $17,500 a month.
We budgeted $20,000. And that difference is, when we did the budget last year, last May, we figured we'd have a park bathroom, and that was the extra additional expense of maintenance of that park bathroom. When we had opened up at the building here, then the future park bathroom that we're going to build this year.
So we can eliminate it now? For the next year's?
You
could. So we take it back to 21 and say, 21 for 21. Why not? Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. No question back then.
$898. Do we have
an office?
The lobby section.
No, we fired.
So what's the 12?
I'm sorry?
What's the 12 in the budget? What's the 12,000 in the budget? Lobbies, miscellaneous?
898. There's several items in there that it's like, no, not that. It's part of it. But it was also community policing, the senior fund. There's a listing of at least a dozen different items in there. And I can provide that breakdown.
Community policing is in other police expenses. Okay. You would break it down in the
detail? We can break it down in the final budget, yes.
Okay. And next time around, we'll see how much we have in reserves, right?
Yes.
So what I have to move things forward is we have this preliminary budget. There are some things we've talked about. First is to approach the KPOA and ask them to reopen the contract. And that probably should come from someone on the board. Is that the board's pleasure to do that and designate someone on the board to approach the KPOA?
I would say yes, and if you want to send the canary into the coal mine, I'll do it.
Thank you, canary. We're going to amend the budget to reflect the fire department lease, the lease we have with the fire department.
No, we're going to check the $10,000 versus the $25,000. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Yes. We don't know the truth. I mean, at this moment, we don't know.
Well, the thing, the $10,000 was for the painting of the building. I mean, that's the amount I was told the budget this year. We didn't paint it this year. So I put in next year's budget to paint it next year. Now, the structural remodel,
they had a cap, though, on annual capital expenses they would request of us in the tentative budget, and the cap is $25,000 all in.
Total?
Total. Okay. So right. They can't get $10,000 and $25,000.
Okay.
Again, this is just a tentative discussion we've had back and forth, but it was supposed to be a $25,000 cap.
Oh, okay.
In the aggregate.
So I can easily take that out.
And the lease is coming to the board for approval for the next regular meeting.
If they're still talking to me, yes.
There you are. Okay, so you take a look at that, Greg. I agree. I think someone mentioned, and I think it was Gloria, but I apologize if it was someone else. I think it really would be helpful to see not only where we are before we approve next year's budget, not only where we were, what we had budgeted for this year, but where we are year to date and how much our revenue expenses are, or better, where you think we'll be at June 30th, 2009.
Can I ask a little thing on the board here?
Yeah.
See the document you have, the old budget, the way it's on the page thing here? that doesn't include the information that you're asking for. Would you like to see it column-wise all the way across where we are to date, last year's budget, the proposal? Okay.
I think it would be helpful.
It did have last year's.
It had, but it doesn't have the year-to-date figures in there, unless you want to cross-check with the profit and loss statement that's provided to you every month.
What would be helpful would be to see.
Yes, it does.
Through February.
That's true.
Well, what I'm suggesting is the estimate is through the end of the year.
Oh, as opposed to what the actuality is?
No.
Both?
You could do actual through April or May, and then the last month. I guess what we're trying to get at is, if we're going to look at next year's budget, it'd be nice to see what the difference, the variance is on certain line items compared to what we actually spent this year, or what we think we'll have spent by the end of this year, as opposed to what we budgeted this year.
That's.
You don't need to see that.
No, I'm just not quibble over. We're running out of time.
I'd like to see that. It would be helpful to see where we're going to be. There was a question if you could research on if the COPS funds can be used for anything other than 11th officer, for any of the things that we've already planning to spend. If you could research that.
I already know the answer to that. You can use it for the crossing guard, that's $10,000. That leaves $90,000 unaccounted for. You can put that money back if you'd like and not fund the 11th officer.
What did you use the $90,000 for in previous years?
Last year, we used it for the purchase of laptop computers for the guards and portable radios and the cops and the funding for the crossing guard.
Oh, well, it was supposedly we were going to be able to allocate some of Andrea's
and
Donald salary also to that.
Right. So and we can continue to allocate some of the Andrea's salary, but we're not going to come anywhere near the $100,000.
Well, I know. I understand that.
If you give me that direction, we'll make that change.
So if you could just research what our options are, come up with a recommendation. If it means hiring half a police officer and using the other half of stuff we've already budgeted, I don't know. We're not going to figure it out now, but it would be helpful to see if there's some way we could work with that.
Okay.
There was a...
You took out the John Felt...
Yes, next.
Well, if that was the board's... That was just
I think the way my suggestion is what we do is we go with the next budget, you take a look at that, make a recommendation if it's in the budget. The board can decide to vote the budget with or without certain line items, but let's just take a look at what you're coming up with on that. And Pat's suggestion to take a look at some of those park expenses and absorbing them into line item 672 or not.
Right.
So just take a look at that. And I think that's where we're at on the budget right now, and we'll have another go around next time. Okay.
Greg, this was a good format for this, instead of wasting the 130.
Thank you for doing the people's work, because it's
a lot. And thanks to the finance committee.
Yeah,
very much.
You're tearing out your hair. And we're just like, oh, gee, made a mistake. Well,
so,
what about you?
Well, yeah, there were some other minor things.
Yeah. We're going to move on to item 5.
Oh, yeah.
And this was put on the agenda to request of Director Kosel, so.
Pretty simple and quick, I think. I meeting once a month. I think a lot of things are falling through the cracks. I think we're forgetting things, at least I am, as we go through a month. And I just think we might have shorter, more efficient, more intelligent, well-informed meetings if we met twice a month rather than twice.
And shorter.
And shorter.
I'm inclined to not be in favor of... It's just hard enough for us to get together for whatever meetings we do schedule in between our regular meetings. I'm inclined to keep it to once a month. That's my preference.
And I actually favor once a month, too. Having a meeting is like having gas in a room. It fills to the void you give it. And if you have two meetings, we'll be pretty soon we'll be having two meetings where we go to 11 o'clock at night instead of just one. I prefer to keep it at one meeting. If we need to have a special meeting, you can arrange that if some emergency comes up, if there's something really pressing. But having you do it twice a month is really going to be very, very difficult to schedule. I'd rather do it just once.
I think scheduling for twice a month is really smart, and it can be a special meeting, so we don't have to do the whole consent calendar every other time, because that does hold an opening for us so that we have the ability to get together if we need to have a special meeting if an emergency comes up. I'm a little bit concerned there were two agenda items on this agenda that we didn't get to do, and there's a timeline associated with those taxes, and I don't want to put ourselves in a position where we're even close to being not in time to receive that money. So it makes a lot of sense to me to, I mean, it can just be the same Thursday again in 2 weeks, and we can meet if we need to, and to, as long as we need to, and then we don't have to, but until we get all of our ducks in a row.
So you're suggesting that it's on the calendar and cancelable.
Right.
If there's a lack of business.
Once you put an
agenda.
Are you
sure it only takes 24 hours notice?
I'm going to open up a public comment.
No, I'm not worried about the notice. I'm just worried about getting us together for the meeting, because it's difficult to schedule, but if we're holding a Thursday night, then it's much easier. And it can be a regular meeting, it can be, or a 72-hour notice of a special meeting with no consent calendar. It doesn't matter to me.
I haven't spoken to this yet, and so let me say, from a personal standpoint, I think it's right now it's a good idea. I think that we've got, as has already been pointed out, we've got more business to handle in a meeting than we have time to do so, and especially not only the issue of getting this tax roll, but the we really should approve a budget in June for beginning July 1st, and not have a tentative, where we're standing now, we're only going to have a tentative budget on June. So even though I regret saying this more than you know, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, we're going to open up for a quick public comment before we take a vote on this item, if there's any public comment.
John? I agree with Kathy and Pat.
Except
the
party.
Yeah, and Sydney. Is there a possibility of starting it at 7? Maybe that would help.
I'm all for that.
That's, yeah.
6:30
is good. 4 o'clock is good.
No, but then we just might run from midnight.
No, we're not here. It can be a limited 2 hours. That's
well, you know, there's a limit to our attention span too. Isn't there?
Obviously, mine.
Yeah.
Before you folks came in, I was talking with Greg about the city of Berkeley and their city council meetings, and there was a big story in the Chronicle about it. And their meeting's been going for 6 to 7 hours. And at one point, someone said, after the 30th version of the resolution, what were people doing?
Yeah.
So is there I'm going to move forward here. Is there a motion?
I would move that we schedule two meetings a month every, so for the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Is there a second?
As long as that works with the calendar, second.
Yeah.
Always a fourth Thursday.
Is there
Thursday?
A problem with the space?
Is there space available?
Space available.
I'm sure we can find a space.
You've got the calendar in your...
Is there a problem with the calendar? Is there a fourth Thursday? You don't know off the top of your head. Is there one next month anyway?
That would be the 28th would be the next night. 14th and the 28th. This shows nothing on the 28th.
That works for a little while.
And there's nothing on the 25th of June.
Yeah.
Cool. Looks like it works for 2 months.
I don't know if I can make it, but that, let's take this. So we have a motion.
I made the motion. I would like to ask Kathy if she'd accept an amendment to the motion. And I would like to amend the motion to read the, that this would be a trial basis for the next 4 months.
Oh, or less.
That's great.
Yes,
yeah, so thank you. I like it.
Okay, so we have a motion to meet for the next 4 months on the second and fourth Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. for both the second and the fourth. Okay, is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against?
No.
No. Motion carries.
Sorry.
All right.
So we have to go through the 3-day, 72-hour notice and all that stuff, right? Okay.
Let's move on to item in the old business. There's two items. Let me just go through it. On the first one, this is something that I put on the agenda, thinking that we might have a preliminary budget number and also we'd understand where our reserves were. What we need to do at some point is we need to sharpen our pencils. We have two directions to go. Well, we need to sharpen our pencils for sure on where we are in our budget, what our five-year forecast would look like from that budget, and then look at our options again that we started looking at during this year. Annex income, and we'll talk about that. Raising taxes, contracting with another police agency, layoffs, what have you. We can either go in that direction, or if it looks like there's a consensus on the part of the board that we've spent enough time talking about those other things, we can start moving towards exploring specifically floating a tax increase. And I'm just going to suggest that right now we think about that between now and the time of the next meeting, and everybody come to the table with their thought about which direction they think the board should be going in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Specifically in this item number one, we had included a report and a possible presentation from Director Koso that was not available when the task force reviewed their prior reports, and that was related to one of the items, so that was the income from the annex. So would you be up for deferring that particular discussion until the next meeting on the...
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Then I'm going to suggest we move forward on that unless there's a board comment on this item, or table this, if you will.
You know, Bill, I might just say that the report is brief. It's here. If the board would like to read it and formulate their own recommendations, I have one. I'm open to any others that you might come up with. So I would just suggest that you read it. If you have alternate recommendations, please bring them, and then we can move quickly on that item.
Okay, we'll do that. I'm going to move to the second item. It's fairly brief, but maybe not be those comments. At the special meeting we had recently, we approved the hiring of Brown Taylor as a contractor to help with a number of issues. And one of the things that we mentioned at that meeting was that one of the open items for Brown that we're working through was basically insurance coverage for him, for liability and so forth. And we tried to work that out with SDRMA and the Kerr attorney and Brown and then his whole thing. And it came, the easiest solution and the most cost-effective for everybody was just to hire him as a temporary employee rather than hire him as a contractor, because then he'd be covered under insurance. And we haven't finalized the employment contract with him because we need to finalize that piece of it, and the board needs to approve hiring him as a temporary employee because that's not what we approved last time. And so that's why it's on the agenda. His function would be the same. It basically looked the same. The compensation would be the same. It would just be designating him as an employee so he gets covered under insurance. And that was why this is on the agenda, and I'd like to move forward on that in all due haste. comments from the board or questions about that?
I have a question. Henry Schiff asked a question which I thought had a whole lot of validity to it at the beginning of the meeting. And I think that so we're prepared when Graham Taylor comes in, that we should have, and I was able to breeze through this a little bit as we were discussing it earlier, some of his recommendations have been implemented. If staff could prepare a list of the recommendations, and you can cut and paste them because they're all on, you have them electronically, the ones that actually have, or just take the recommendations out. Has it been implemented? Hasn't it? In what way has it been implemented? Is there a decision not to implement it or whatever? Just so we have a matrix of those recommendations to work from, I think it would be valuable and time efficient.
Okay. I did talk to Brian about those. That he was going to look at those,
mm-hmm.
but presumably, and I know he's going to be meeting with all, including Greg, so we'll just make sure that he addresses that with Greg, and Greg can prepare something to bring up speed as to what the district's done since he's been gone.
What's the calendar for his presence here?
We have to finalize the employment contract, but he's ready to start on the weekends as soon as possible.
So he would be in here only on weekends?
No, for the rest of this month, the last couple weeks of this month, he's going to come in. He's going to start on the weekends and maybe start meeting with each of us individually as schedules permit.
Could you email us his proposal for a calendar?
He doesn't. We don't have a calendar worked out yet.
Oh.
Because well, we just don't.
When you do, could you?
I think, Bill, the recommendations and where we are would be a really good thing to get everybody on the same page so that we know what Greg's done and we know what he thinks he didn't want to do and why, so that we're not fighting over all that and Brown knows and we know and there's, I mean, it's all transparent. This, I didn't do this because of this, I did this because of this, and it's working or not working or whatever.
Yeah, and I think it would be, it's going to be helpful for Brown to work with Greg, and Greg, you know, that's part of the arrangement.
Business. The item that seems to me on the table is whether we're going to hire him as an employee and not a discussion of his agenda.
Thank you, Pat.
Bring us well, back. I just so, want to get
yeah.
us going.
So, any other questions about hiring as an employee?
It's not going to cost us more in taxes, is it?
That would be my question. We would have to pay Social Security, wouldn't we?
Just the Social Security, yeah.
That's nice.
Just? Well, Medicare. I mean, not Medicare, but
it's employment taxes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's the price to get them.
It depends on how many hours he works and what your benefits call for. If he works more than the, whatever your threshold is, he's entitled to full benefits. If he works less than your threshold, then he's not.
Yeah, keep his hours to under 20 hours a week, that's for sure.
And that was the objective anyway.
Yes, mm-hmm. That was definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a so, answer for that.
So no. we will be liable for FICA.
Is there a limit to the cash amount of his work
yes.
for the district?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
That was $12,000, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't remember
the
time I had, but
add these things
before.
To the $12,000?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Include that in
$12,000.
Okay.
Just asking.
So
I'm going to, if we're going to open public comment, I'm going to move that we extend the meeting another 10 minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Any abstain?
Abstain.
Okay, we have one abstain. Public comment? Well, okay, let's just do it.
I just wanted to also speak up for what Chuck said about if you have a meeting, you fill up the time, and if you have two meetings, you fill up the time for both meetings. And I don't want to go into that, because I agree with that, but I'm very concerned about staff, and I'm really concerned about police in Kensington. Right now, we are not at full staff, and I would hope that the board would take on the responsibility and accountability to prepare most of the material that they choose to talk about at these new meetings and not put that burden on staff who's already burdened enough.
Tony, don't think it's additional.
I'd like to suggest we keep the public comment to the item at hand on whether or not Brown Taylor should be hired as an employee.
Whatever you choose, I said my piece.
All right.
First of all, what will Brown's title be as an employee?
Consultant to the chief.
No.
To the bar. To the bar, please. Consultant to the board.
Okay, and then as part of the prep work for Brown Taylor coming, Director Kosol has requested that staff prepare a report that summarizes the items that have been implemented from Brown's previous audit. Could you, Bill, make sure that this doesn't present an unfair or burdensome effort on staff, given what Mr. Stein just pointed out, that that staff is
right. Yeah, we'll move to that. John?
It's my understanding from the last meeting that this was going to cover more than just what had been implemented in his report. That's correct. It was going to cover current situations in the department.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm just taking notes, unless anybody wants to make a motion while I'm doing that. Any other public comments? Okay. I'll move that we hire Brown Taylor as a temporary employee.
Part-time.
A part-time temporary employee.
I'll second you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any noes? Any abstain? Motion carries. I move that we adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.